for breakfast.
Oh, that's unprofessional. If you're going to be hosting the show, you've got to time your food breaks, DT. Come on. Oh, that is this all on camera?
It's 7:42, ladies and gentlemen. It's the David Tennant Breakfast Show. Welcome back.
Well saved. So a couple of things, and DT's just shared a couple of exclusives with us at the end of the year. It's going to be in theatre again, Jersey Boys. Jersey Boys.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Have it there. It's so easy to scare them. There are two shows happening, aren't there? Have you noticed this this morning? The interesting stuff he's giving us off air. I'll tell you more when there's no microphones around. You know, but he's keeping the stuff. He's saving it for Norton for Friday night, aren't you?
Of course I am, yeah.
Right, so we get nothing.
You get nothing.
Oh, come on. Richie's prepared a little quiz then based on some of the, based on your CV, some of the shows you've been in.
There's five questions. There's a possible 2 points for each question, so you could get a full house of 10.
Great.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question, the answer to which should be pretty obvious because each answer should be the name of a show that you have starred in.
Okay.
You'll then get an extra point if you can name the character that you played in that show.
Oh, this is going to be harder than
Understand?
It sounds. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll start off. If something caters for a wide variety of people, it is said that it could cater for a...
broad church.
Correct.
Excellent.
D.I. Alec Hardy.
2 points.
Thank you.
Very good. Should you be at a health centre asking for medical assistance but be hard of hearing, you might say what to the receptionist?
Medical...
Is he kidding?
Hard of hearing.
I hope so.
I thought he was taking the mic.
Doctor Who?
Yeah, well done, yes, okay.
So he acted a bit there for us as well.
No, I had no idea where that was going. And I played the 10th Doctor.
You did indeed, so that's 4 points so far.
Thank you.
Which of the two Manchester sides lost to Southampton yesterday without registering a single shot on target?
It must be United.
Correct.
Jimmy Murphy.
Correct.
Thank you.
6 points.
Well done.
Thank you.
What might the book be called that would help you domesticate a mythical creature with reptilian traits?
How to Train Your Dragon.
Correct. Here we go.
Are we talking the TV series?
No, we're talking the TV
movie.
Series, not the Legends of Borg or whatever it's called.
We're talking the movie. Well, I mean, I only had like two lines in it, and I think they were attributed to Spite Loud.
Correct.
Yeah.
To who?
Spite Lout. Well, in the TV series, which I also do, he's the father of Snot Lout.
So you in the movie?
Well, I've got two lines of the movie.
I've seen that.
You have to listen really hard.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
For the full house, final question. What's the name of the resort on the northwest coast of the UK that is famous for its tower and trams?
Blackpool.
Yes. Oh.
Peter Carlisle.
Yeah,
Well done. Good. I'm very impressed. Right, I need to introduce the travel now with Bells.
Oh, and here's the traveller on Absolute Radio, Andrew Bailey. Take it away.